state law says to vote in New Hampshire, you have to be domiciled in the state. In other words, consider the state your home. But you don't necessarily have to be residing in the state at the time of the election. It's the definition of that word domicile that's fueling much of the current debate over state voting regulations. On Thursday, the House Election Law Committee reviewed a bill that would require that a person live in the state for 10 days before he or she could vote. The Senate is also considering a residency requirement, this one for 30 days. Last year, a similar measure was vetoed by Governor Maggie Hassan. Opponents of residency requirements argue it's unconstitutional and that voter fraud is not a problem in New Hampshire. But Representative Will Gannon, a Republican from Sandown, says video footage released last week and now under review by the state attorney general tells a different story.
I observed more fraudulent voting. I don't know if any of you saw it on TV. And they showed fraudulent voting occurring at the voting places, so I maintain there is a problem.
The committee also voted in favor of a proposed constitutional amendment to ban non-residents from voting. Both bills now head to the House. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.